is that?
Some asshole.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need a color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back after a few breaks.
A few breaks? How many?
I don't know. I think it's about 3 months to do one show now.
Because we don't have time enough to watch all these movies. Used to, we had a lot of time to. But
yeah.
Not anymore.
We watched an old Lamberto Bava movie, Macabre. Macabre.
Yeah, Macabre.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen for a while.
I ain't seen it probably for 10 years.
Oh, well, it's been less than that, I think, for me, but it's not your average Italian horror movie.
No, but it's a goofy movie for sure. And at the end, I forgot the very end of
the pieces like ending.
Yeah.
Ew.
You can get the whatchamacallit pretty cheap, the DVD. I haven't seen a Blu-ray of it, and I really don't think I would need a Blu-ray of it.
I think my DVD's got two movies on it.
Yeah, you got a double feature.
But Steve doesn't. He's just got the...
Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to remember what the other movie was.
I don't know. Blue Underground did that.
It seems like it may have been the bird with the crystal plumage, or
I don't know.
It was. I'd have
but
to look.
But before that, I've been. I don't know. Facebook and everything gives me ideas on what to watch and to look into, and I found this one movie called Heart Knife Plus Heart.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It was a French movie, and it. They basically said that, you know, anybody who liked Argento or Fulci movies...
Yeah, but I don't see where
little,
they...
With a little cruising plugged in would like
well,
this movie.
Well, the gay stuff wasn't why I didn't like it. It just wasn't a very good movie, I didn't think.
Well, the gay stuff was like crazy gay stuff. I mean, it was...
It was like they were making gay porn movies in it.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
And doing gay porn theater and...
Yeah, I mean, this almost made me uncomfortable as Brokeback Mountain. Except then, you know.
Didn't you take a chick to see
that? That's the only reason I went.
Why? Because the chick wanted to see Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, I thought, you know, that's points. Cause I, but I was squirming in my seat. But
I watched Brokeback Mountain. I don't think it bothers women as much as it does straight men.
Well, yeah. But anyway, this is a gay Jell-O, pretty much. I mean, they got lesbians and gay, a lot of gay guys doing gay porn. And at some point, there's this guy who's got a mask on. And he
looks like Leatherface.
Well, Leatherface, who wore like a, got a fuzzy headed wig and wears leather. And his mask is leather too, it looks like. But I was like, you know, trying to figure out which one of these characters is a killer, but I won't go into it. But it was interesting. Some of the music and also the lighting and stuff was kind of reminiscent of Jell-O's. But you know,
I don't know. I mean, maybe gay guys would like it. I don't know. But
this is the first movie where I saw a big black guy jacking his Johnson watching gay porn on the movie theater. So, you know, I got that going on for me.
And like I said before, what people do in the privacy of their own homes, fine with me. But if you're gay, you might not even like this movie because...
Well, if you're gay and you don't like leather and...
Well, I mean,
semi whipping.
There might be gay guys that ain't into gay porn and stuff. Just like I'm sure there may be straight guys somewhere that don't like watching porn.
All right, so.
But Steve, what was it you said? All guys, even straight guys, or have a deviancy.
Yeah, that's why.
Or they have deviant behavior.
Yeah, I mean, if we had a bunch of women, we'd be deviant. But you know, and they're two guys together are going to be, they're not like romance novels.
Because no, they don't, Steve says they just want to get off. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just, that's my thoughts on it. But anyway.
I think that's what guys want to do in general. They just want to get off. So
get off the bus, yeah. So, watched 4K of Matrix. Man, that was kicky.
It looked really good, and that was the first time I'd ever seen The Matrix. At this late date, and I've never watched The Matrix, but I didn't even know what The Matrix was. Steve had to tell me.
No one can really show you what The Matrix is.
you have to experience it.
But yeah, I got the newest Blu-ray digibook kind of thing, and that looked awesome, and then this was awesome. I got it used off of
eBay. And the sound
eBay.
Was good, too.
Yeah, that was the main thing. I got, you know, you got the pulses of gunfire and explosions and stuff, so.
And Steve's subwoofer air puffs out of there, huh? Oh, but speaking of 4Ks, I just got the 4K of Pet Sematary in, which I know the new... remake or reboot or whatever the heck you want to call it is supposed to come out like next
you
month.
I know.
But anyway, I thought the 4K of the original Pet Sematary looked amazing. I mean, there was such detail in it. There was things in there I didn't remember seeing in other versions. I was like, my gosh, I didn't remember seeing that.
Well, and another... if you haven't heard, there's a website called Hamilton Books, and it's pretty good on certain movies, and you won't know what, you know, it's just kind of hit or miss of what they are, but I went in there and set it so it wouldn't show me anything over $10, and I got...
So you got several.
I got, like, Killer Nun and 3D Blu-ray of
Coming At You,
which is a 3D Blu-ray, and it was only $3.
And I got one Blu-ray, and it was The Legend of Billie Jean. It was the same Fair as Fair edition, but it looks like one of the old video store rental
Also, I got the Maniac remake, which is not out on Blu-ray in the States, but it is in Canada, and that's what this release is. And I think it was around maybe $5 or $6. So,
if you're into that, but I
also ordered the two steelbooks of the Universal Monsters, like the Mummy and the Invisible Man. And they were like $8 a piece. It's the ones that were Best Buy, which if you look on Best Buy, they want like $18. So to me, that was a decent deal. So if you are interested, you can check out them. And they do sell all the other Blu-rays. But if we're talking about strictly good deals, $10 and under, you'll find a good listing of actually about 700 movies.
Yeah, but I couldn't find. Legend of Billie Jean was the only thing I wanted, and there's no difference between the content of the Blu-ray that came out not very long ago.
Well, you should have known that. It saved you money.
Well,
you gave seven whatever it was for a slipcase.
Well, I'm gonna get rid of my old one. So
good for you, Dan.
I'll get some money or. Me and Steve will go to Book and Music Exchange and trade it in.
Good for you.
Get some store credit.
Right on.
That I can buy some records with or something.
I'm also still working my way through all the colors of Giallo, which I'm only got a few trailers left, so.
So are you liking that set?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun.
It took me long enough to get it. It was actually supposed to be a Christmas present for Steve, but it didn't make it here by Christmas.
I haven't watched All Colors of the Dark yet, but I'll do that at some point.
I got Steve everything but the black glove edition that had the pair of black gloves.
Yeah, but they look like cheap gloves.
Steve said he could do without that.
Yeah. So, but, you know, also,
you don't want to forget about that.
Strip Nude for Your Killer, the new Arrow release. We got that in. It looked very, very good.
So, since we're talking about this, and she's in it, what's the consensus, Steve? Is her name Edwin or is it Edwidge?
I don't know.
Okay. Steve always said Edwin, but when I heard the woman doing the trailer.
It's not really Ween. I mean, that's just me. It's probably Edwidge.
It sounds more feminine, Edwin does.
Yeah, but anyway.
I think her name is actually Edwidge Fennec.
But whatever.
But that's Steve's woman, anyway.
Well, one of them. But the First Lady of Giallo. But anyway. The transfer looks really good and stuff like that. I don't think I dived into any of the extras on the disc. But, and then, of course, they're releasing New York Ripper later in the summer.
A 4K, not a true 4K, but.
Yeah, it's Blue Underground. It's going to be similar to the transfers they did for the other, Maniac mm-hmm. and Zombie, so.
Which both of those look pretty good. Well, Zombie is the better of the two, probably, but.
We're actually getting ready to watch the new Joe Bob Briggs show on Shudder about less than 10 minutes, so
yeah.
I guess we'll take a break.
And right now there's something, I don't know if this episode has Ted Raimi on it, but it's, what is it, Dead Wax?
Yeah, Shudder's got a lot of content on it for $5 a month, so it's well worth it in my opinion.
I don't know who this guy is, but anyway.
I don't know any of these people.
Episode 2, though, had Ted Raimi on it.
But anywho, I'll be back after something or other.
Bye. You didn't comb my hair very long, hon.
I know.
And there's a bunch of mother flippers sitting at the table eating politely, but I'm sick, so I decided to kill them. I started
You can't look like you're trying to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up. But you got to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up.
Yeah, but what's the point? They're going to Shanna's daddy's house at Lake LBJ, and it's no guys. Absolutely no guys.
Okay. So after we bring the girls drinks, in fairly rapid order, but not obvious, we order 2 more rounds of shots.
You think they're going to fall for that?
Will be very convincing. Now it's time to turn up the volume. No more fucking around. We go to Jaeger shots.
Man, they're not going to drink Jaeger shots.
Dude, as long as the guy's buying the booze, a fucking bitch will drink anything. Come on, dude, we can at least get one shot of here down these fucking bitches' throats. After that, we'll see if they got another Jaeger shot in them. You never know. That could be the shot that puts them past the point of fuck it.
Then all of a sudden, no guys at the lake house turns into a couple of guys at the lake house.
My point, exactly. I know I can at least get Shanna to suck my banana to a fucking buttery nipple shot. It's Julia's sweet shot.
Key lime pie.
Oh, come on, you can fucking Leroy Brown do one more for dessert.
Yeah, we're back and we just watched one of Dana's favorite new movies.
No, it's not. Dana does not like that movie.
What's it called, Dana? Diabolic Sex?
Something like that. A girl of diabolic sex or something, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
It's also been earned the English title of Rape.
How you feel about rape, Dana?
I don't like it.
I'm not for it.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, this is supposed to be a rape revenge movie, but the rape doesn't happen until like over an hour into it, and then
the rest of it's orgies.
Yeah, it's just weird. Men with hairy backs. And
horse
cock. Dana's new word. She loves this word, horse cock.
No, I don't.
So, I did watch the 4K of Rambo 3, and it looked super good. So I got all the first 3 movies on 4K, and they look good.
And I watched, speaking of 4K, I watched 4K of Groundhog Day, and Ghostbusters, which I thought both of them looked good. There were some.
When did you get Groundhog Day?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah, like years ago?
Not years ago.
2014?
When did we get the TV?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Killer Nun, watch that on Blu-ray. I got that from Hamilton Books.
Did you watch that?
Last weekend. It's okay. I didn't remember the ending, which was a little weird, but we went out and traded some stuff in. I got the Captain America Winter Soldier on Blu-ray. Didn't have to pay anything for that, so that was good.
And I got a couple of records. I got The Grassroots and Melissa Manchester.
And I do have the 4K of the new Suspiria coming. Gave in. I couldn't control myself for some reason. This is the German.
See, you have a problem with controlling yourself.
Yeah, impulses. But this is the 4K. I think it's from Germany. And since there's no 4K release, though it will be in 4K on Amazon streaming pretty soon.
And you're getting what? You're getting The Ring or something?
The Ring, Arrow. I couldn't get The Ring collection because it's out of print. But I got the first Ring on Blu-ray.
Sammy
which
don't like that.
I don't either. But 4K of the first Ring, which is probably the best of them. I need to watch Ring Zero, which is the prequel, but I have it somewhere digitally, as they say. Anywho, I think tonight is the third week of Joe Bob and not sure what he's going to have. Last week they had Deathgasm and Society, wasn't it? No.
I thought Society was a week before.
Yeah. Deathgasm. The Changeling.
Yeah, The Changeling, which I had just watched The Changeling not very long ago because I got the Blu-ray of it, but I need to go back and watch it for all the Joe Bob stuff.
Yeah, so
I did finish watching Society. I think Steve fell asleep.
He did.
And that was from the week before.
The week before.
And we should tell everybody about our new family member.
We have a basset named Sammy.
Yeah.
He's a puppy.
He's He's a little over 5 years old.
But he's a little puppy.
Yeah, he likes to play and plays with Reds, don't he?
But... And we're going to watch the Grindhouse movies again, probably tomorrow.
And I'm also, I haven't got it ordered yet, but I'm going to be ordering the Blu-ray of Superstition soon, so I'll have to let everybody
Superstition
know.
Superstition soon?
Yes, put out by Shout Factory. Yeah.
And to celebrate, we're going to get 50 freezes.
Steve.
And some cotton candies.
Cotton candy?
Cotton candy joints.
I'm going to have...
Dana, I like my new song I made up. You want me to sing it for you?
No, I don't like
We're gonna be fucking in heaven tonight.
You better hope his mom never, ever hears any of our shows.
Jesus gave me a high five as I did her from behind.
Steve, that will be offensive to all our
Christians. That's highly offensive. Yeah, we're known as, we have a time slot right after the choir on the Christian channel. So, we're going to take a break and come back and watch more crap.
More crap?
Yeah.
I hope we watch something better than this thing.
I want more movies with horse fucking. No. So, I'm going to have to look around.
I worry about you if that's what you want to watch.
Dana said all I want to do tonight is see more horse cock. So,
no,
we're going to find...
that is not what Dana
We're going to go on YouTube and see if we can find them milking the horse cock.
Sammy says he doesn't want to hear any more about it.
So, we'll be back after something. So we're back. We've watched some movies and stuff.
Are we gonna talk about what we went to the movies and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, eventually.
We don't want to give spoilers away.
And I got like Alien 4K, and I couldn't resist for some reason getting the Suspiria 4K disc. I guess it's from Germany. But the strange thing is,
I could have resisted all over the place because it's on
Amazon Prime in 4K too. Now I could have watched it. But
oh, you're kidding!
I don't care. I'd rather have the disc.
Okay, well.
But
oh, and I got Superstition on Blu-ray.
I can't remember what we watched last weekend.
Last weekend? Yeah. Well, we should have talked about it last weekend.
I watched this, I don't know if it's Swedish or not, it's called War Dog or War Dogs. And they were like killing kids with squibs blowing up and...
Like, this kid was...
Yeah, Dana.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm sorry.
More of that.
I'll buy some Wednesday ice cream. Oh! The War Dogs.
Anyway, they blew like the bottom half of this little girl off that was running in a dress. It looked like they blew her vagina off.
Well, I mean, it was just blood and squibs, but yeah, it was pretty violent. And there's another one called Rolf, that, but I couldn't get into it, so I picked that.
I didn't even know you were so watching that. And, of course, we did our weekly thing with Joe Bob, but we both fell asleep, so...
Yeah, Demon Wind, which probably just watched the rest of, and then House of the Devil, which I didn't see.
I woke up and House of the Devil was on. Reggie said he watched it.
I did watch Captain America Winter Soldier... Which was, I watched it again and,
in preparation.
Really liked it. And then we did go see, Avengers Endgame, which,
was good. It was 3 hours long, but then there was a lot of stuff where they bring back a lot of the old, some characters from other movies and some of the, I mean, I liked it. I want to watch it again, but I'll probably just wait until it comes out.
Well, a word of warning for anybody that has a weak or small bladder. Don't drink a lot during this movie or you'll be in major pain like I was. And not like that movie, Major Pain.
Yeah. Charles Ware for Pain. But yeah, it was good. And now we got to wait and see how everything changes, but... Well, I watch it. Oh, yeah. I watched the new, the official sequel to I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh, Lord.
I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu.
I'm going to let Steve talk about it, and then when he turns it over to me, I'll let you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say... The first thing is how long is it's almost 2 hours and a half long, like 2 hours and 27 minutes.
Which is way too long.
Yeah, I did my own editing, fast forwarding through some of this because there's like dialogue scenes that go on for 10 minutes between two rednecks about nothing, and I was like, I don't need to hear that.
And I remember I said, they're not making a Tarantino movie, so...
Yeah, the dialogue is not that
rooting.
Dialogue
is not important in a movie.
They didn't talk about Madonna as like a virgin or any...
Or car movies or anything, you know.
Yeah, any of that. But anyway... Oop, sorry, pup. I don't know when this is supposed to take place because there's a weird thing. There's some things in there pointing to it. It can't take place because I mean that movie was from '78. That's like 41 years ago or something, right? No, it's more than that, ain't it?
Well, '78.
In 2008, it's 30 years. So 41 years ago. That's right.
So,
41 years ago, and she's got a teenage, or not a teenage, but a 20-something daughter, and then and apparently these people that she killed in the original movie have relatives, and they're all still alive 40-some years later, and they want some revenge. So, they end up kidnapping Camille Keaton and her daughter. And at some point, the daughter escapes and gets out, and you know she gets raped by one of them. Even a woman takes her bra off and they rub titties or something. I don't know, but it's gross.
And she tells her to relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, so it's a lot of weird.
And there's a weird old couple in it. Crazy old couple.
Yeah, and of course, following the same thing from the first movie, there's a lot of...
It even had some of the same dialogue.
And then there is flashbacks to the movie. So, and it's flashback. It's almost like weird flashbacks because, like, one scene, all these guys died, you know, with Camille Keaton. And there's one scene where she's not even around, and then... Somebody, they show a flashback of the retarded guy or slow guy getting hung. It's like, I don't understand.
Why did they need to show that?
Yeah. And so, anyway, she kills... I think, honestly, she kills the main baddie, you know, about 45 minutes or so before the ending, or at least 30 minutes, let's say. And... It's, I mean, I don't, I, and the, it, it doesn't, I like the remake better, and the sequel to the remake, which is not, is a different chick, and it takes,
oh, like, God, I don't like the remake either, Steve.
I like the remake, the remake's a lot better. I mean, first of all.
Just because you want to see that chick naked. Let's be honest.
No. Please. I don't want to see her naked getting raped. I don't like, I don't,
no,
it's not hot.
No, but you want to. You
want to
see her, you know.
Yeah, naked. She's hot. But I'm just saying the sequel to it is a different story with a different lady. And it's almost like it is a direct video sequel. It reminds me of those direct VHS sequels that you would get, but a little bit more money, but still. And it is. That movie's even better than this. The third one that bring back Sarah Butler from the remake is still better than this, and then it's completely off the rails shitty. First of all,
that whole series.
The third one is like 80 some minutes. That right there makes it even better. So anyway, I'm not gonna go on about it, but
I just want to say that it's sad that Mayor Zarkin did this. First of all, this sequel.
Well, you stick your tongue out to me, boy.
Sammy, our new baby is.
He stuck his tongue out to me.
Stuck his tongue out at Steve. So, but anyway, I find it sad that I just think Mayor Zarkin should have.
How old is that dude anyway? Gotta be 70.
I don't know. When he married the Camille,
yeah, I guess
they were making the original.
When they were making it, maybe.
No, I guess.
Look at that.
But anyway, I think he should have just called it quits after I Spit on Your Grave. The time for exploitation movies like that has come and gone, and you're not going to make a good one now. The good ones were when it was the 70s and it was gritty.
It was 1970s and 60s.
Well, like they said.
Last House on the Left
was a rape revenge thing, and it was 70s. It was gritty and stuff. Why is Steve turning the sound on when I'm talking?
I'm watching.
Yeah, but nobody will be able to hear.
Iguana with a fire tongue of fire. Nobody. Look at that. This is the brulee of it.
Okay, but anyways.
I'm going to tie their tails together. Oh, Wheezy Sammy or Brandon Lee.
Brandon got upset.
I didn't do it. It was him.
Brandon and
go.
I'm losing my whole train of thought. First, you turned the movie up when I'm talking, and it was silent whenever you were talking.
All right. Well, after I smack you, I'll edit that out. So, okay. It's been edited out. Let's go. Ow.
But anyways, I just don't. Personally, don't think it needed to be made.
No shit.
And it's too long.
That's and right there is brutal. That's almost like somebody. I don't know why you would think. And then remember that picture we saw with Kevin Tenney went to a red carpet premiere of this.
Yeah, I forgot.
I would love to hear what the hell he thought about sitting in the theater. We sat in the theater for over 3 hours watching Avengers Endgame, and they must have sat in the theater at least 2 to 3 hours for this shit.
And another person I'm sad for is Camille Keaton, because I have respect for Camille Keaton. I met her. She's really sweet and stuff. Why on earth, maybe she was doing this as a favor to Mayor Zarkin?
Well, I mean, she's not in the whole movie, which, spoiler, if you want a spoiler. But, I mean, some people say that she really doesn't seem to have lost it as an actress. This movie was...
She don't need to be in movies like this now. That
well, she
was
don't,
for a younger
She did
woman.
That movie with old Fred Fred Vogel. I forgot. I can't.
She did one with Fred Vogel?
Yeah. And I heard people say that she wasn't very good in that either. But I mean,
I'm not saying her acting's not good. I'm just saying she had to have just done it as a favor to him or something, because I can't think of it.
No, she was very nice when we met her, so I'm not saying...
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about her.
But, I mean, obviously she had not acted in a long time, so...
And I think her time in movies like that has come and gone. They're not... At least they didn't go that far and, like, rape an old woman or an older woman in this. Like, she's how old, would you say, in her 60s or something?
Yeah, in her mid-60s.
And, at least Mayor's...
Ain't she Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter? I've always heard that.
No, she's Buster Keaton's granddaughter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. Buster Keaton.
But anyway, lost my train of thought again there. But at least, you know, they didn't, like, do something horrible, like strip her naked and have some of those younger guys.
She wasn't going to do that.
Well, Well, what in the world was she doing in a Fred Vogel movie then?
It wasn't one of his stupid Artist Underground. It was more of a horror movie or a psychology, you know, kind of thing. It wasn't one of those, broom handle up the puss movie.
Okay. It wasn't a home invasion movie.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, Camille Keaton, I love you, and you were really sweet and all that stuff. But for God's sake, for everybody involved, do not make any more of these things, because it's just sad.
I don't think it's sad. I just think it was a bad idea, because it's not. First, if this movie came out, let's say, in 85 or 88, because they did try to make a sequel to it.
Yeah, what was the Conway Twitty rapist.
And that was the main reason that sucked is because, I mean, honestly, that movie's better than this because.
Well, because it has more of a gritty exploitation. This didn't even have an exploitation.
They needed a Conway Twitty or a Porter Wagner killer.
Porter Wagner rapist.
Yes, if they had one of them, then I would. But
I just think it's time to call it quits on those types of movies.
I liked the remake was fine.
No, it was.
I liked it.
Yeah, the only reason you liked it is because Sarah Butler's ass was in it.
And I saw her at one of these conventions.
Well, why didn't you go up to her?
Well, I'm going to say I love your body. I like your body.
Yeah, I guess you could have.
I want your body.
Well, I don't know if I'd do that.
My wife has a question for you. He wants your body. No. He's too... it's okay, Steve. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to do that.
It's okay. You can do her.
Yeah, well, like anyway. I would really give you permission. But anyway, I've said all I need to say.
I said what had to be said.
About that movie. Now, you can watch it if you want.
I said it, guys.
But you've been warned.
You've been very warned. Do not get that on Amazon Prime. Don't waste your money, boys.
Why is it on Amazon Prime?
Well, they have the DVD and Blu-ray on there for sale. But, I mean, again, it's just...
Brandon is chewing
on it. Not a very... I mean, it's just not worth 2.5 hours.
Of anybody's time.
It's just way too long. If it was 90 minutes, I could at least said that.
Grace is telling you about it, too.
So, I'm going to watch this fire.
I think we ought to go back and watch the original.
No.
On your grave.
I've seen clips. I was good enough.
You saw clips?
Yeah, clips. Clips of it from the... So we'll be.
You don't remember anything that we watched last weekend. So.
No, I did watch Captain America. I watched the Nun, Killer Nun, but I think I said something about that.
Oh yeah, and I think I already talked about the 4K of Pet Sematary. Didn't I?
Yeah, so we're gonna. I'm gonna try to watch the 4K of Alien tomorrow. I don't know. I like to watch the Suspiria one just to see it, but...
I'd like to watch Superstition tonight.
But they had a... overseas, they had a dual or a deluxe thing where you got a 4K disc of the original Suspiria and this movie and another Blu-ray of extras or something.
But you didn't get that.
No, I mean, it was way more expensive than this, and then I had to... You know, this cost... $37 with shipping.
I don't think Suspiria need to be remade.
No,
either.
It didn't, but you know, it is what it is. I find it interesting, and my curiosity kept even after watching it, so I'll probably revisit it here soon. So we'll be back after something or other.
What was the incredible secret of the Crypt of the Living Dead?
She's smart. 700 years smart. And she ain't about to get sealed up again.
Crypt of the Living Dead.
Kill me. Put this stake in my heart.
Doomed to die one by one. Victims of the Killer Queen.
You need more blood. Well, here I am, Anna. Why don't you try me?
Crypt of the Living Dead.
This tomb must weigh 3 tons.
Don't. She's in there.
Watch the fantastic horror of Crypt of the Living Dead.
Rated PG.
Yes! While we were out here fumbling with that music, the lousy bastard was in there killing her! Bastard! Bastard! Bastard!
All right, we're back and we...
Watched
a few things. Can you give me that other remote, Dana? We can just talk about what we just watched was the Blu-ray of Cut and Run.
By Code Red.
Derodato.
And I think at the beginning of it, it had Bill Olsen in a banana suit.
Possibly.
Steve said he didn't think it was. It was pretty good. It wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be one of those really, I guess, intestine ripping type of, like, cannibal type movies. But it really wasn't. It had a undertone of, like, Jonestown in there.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And there were a lot of people that have been in other movies, like American movies.
Well, Barbara Magoff was in it that I didn't
remember. Yeah, she was in it at the beginning. But Karen Black was in it, Willie Ames.
Yeah.
I forget what that chick's name is that was on the Prince of Darkness.
Lisa Blount.
Okay.
But yeah, it was.
And the great Michael Berryman was also in it, and Richard Lynch.
It was okay. I watched a few 4K movies. I watched the new Suspiria remake in 4K, and it, you know, got to see it with the proper subtitles and everything, so I understood what the hell everybody was saying, and I still think it's too long, but...
And I said I would just rather watch the Argento original.
Yeah, I would too, but for some reason I like this one a lot, or enough to get it. And completely different, I watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movie on 4K, which looked good, but there were certain parts of it that kind of made my eyes weird. Well, it just seemed like either they were, it was, I know this movie, I believe it was released in 3D, but...
Maybe it was too plain or something.
I don't know. They had all kinds of weird animation, and it was, I liked it a lot, and sounded good, and...
I don't know what this is.
Well, it's a trailer compilation from something weird.
Look, there was a kid playing Monopoly, and there was a big hairy dog.
It's, like, I think it's called The Amazing World of Ghosts or something. I have it. But, let's see. I don't know. I got, recently got, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, Steve went to Walmart. Steelbook. And went other places without me today because I was working.
Well, I liked it. I've been waiting for the Steelbook to go down because I'm not paying.
Yeah, Steve looks at it just about every time.
Psychic phenomenon. I wasn't going to spend $18 on it, but I'll spend $15. But anyway, watched a Giallo yesterday, The Devil with Seven Faces, which I don't like. I mean, to me...
I don't know. That movie didn't really seem like a Giallo.
No, well, it was no murder. It was just like a kind of a... Well, there was a couple deaths, but no mass killer or anything or unknown killer. It was more of a crime kind of thing.
Well, I guess you'll talk about this in a minute. I did remember something you watched from last night.
But, yeah, that I watched it because I've been kind of trying to catch up on certain giallos. I tried to watch a movie called Killer of Dolls, which was interesting, but my...
There's a lot of movies like that with yeah, dolls.
And my sleep reflex was a little stronger.
And you did you watch all of that Dario Argento television?
Yeah, I watched it this morning.
The Tram or what?
Yeah, from Doors to Darkness, his TV show.
Yeah.
I've had that for years. I don't think I've watched another one of their episodes, even though that there's only like four episodes. Look at this guy singing.
He looks like he's trying to be like Tom Jones.
I got this movie on Blu-ray.
Do you really?
I think you got it for me.
Did I? What is it?
Blood Mania and Point of Terror.
Oh yeah, I did.
Which Blood Mania is a lot better. But anyway.
I hope so.
It ain't got that guy singing in it, so that makes it better.
Yeah, and those plaid pants.
Than Point of Terror. Ooh, Diane Thorne's in it, which...
Yeah, men like Diane
Thorne. Well.
This looks like a spaghetti western.
Well, probably is. This is a...
The Brute. Where did my dad sing that?
It's not called The Brute.
Oh, well, I thought it the Brute and the Beast.
Well, whatever. Brute and the Beast.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
George, I think that's George Hilton. I can't tell because of the VHS quality of the transfer here.
Yeah,
but anyway. So, see. Can't remember anything else, even though I know I watched
that. We kind of think out on the Joe Bob stuff, like, as of late, because, I don't know, last week, they played that stupid freaking movie, Wolf Cop, and I refused to watch that stupid thing again. I would probably fast forward and just hear what Joe Bob has to say, but you can't do that until it's on.
They did show Contamination last night, which,
Yeah, which is pretty good, but I just wasn't in the mood to sit and watch it last night. Yeah. I watched part of it with the avocado eggs.
Well, there's only two more weeks. I don't know. After that, they may take a break. I don't know what they'll do.
Have you got this movie?
Possibly.
Crazy Mama with Poor Sleazeman.
That's only PG.
So. Hey, there's Lorne Green.
It is, Dan.
That's Sam Raimi's father-in-law. It is.
But, I mean,
Speaking of Sam Raimi, he was at Texas Frightmare, wasn't he?
Yeah, so, Bruce Campbell, you had a photo op with him and Ted...
And Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so...
And some guy had a tattoo right on his belly chest area, like really big of Bruce Campbell as Elvis from Boba Hotep.
Oh, did he really?
And Bruce Campbell's going, what? Pointing at it. Like, yeah, because he's a retard. That's retarded, but...
I would even pay for a photo op with Bruce Campbell, Ted Raimi, and Sam Raimi. I would have to. But I don't think that's ever going to happen because I don't think Sam Raimi's ever going... I don't know why they can't get him for Horror Hound or...
Well, he's...
You know, he came to Texas. He ought to be able to come to Indianapolis or something.
You never know. I mean, he could be making some movies, but he ain't made one in a little while.
Well, I mean, I hope he makes something better than Drag Me to Hell. I was so disappointed in that movie.
I was all right with it, but I'm not going to watch it again for a while.
Your opinion's not real good on that. You like the Evil Dead remake.
So? Well, I'm trying to think of some other stuff that I can't think. Yeah. Can't think of nothing, Dane.
You said they were having a sale at Hamilton Books.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be Shout Factory titles, but I didn't see that many. And the ones they were saying were like $3 were only like $8. But, I mean, that's still a good deal. But
yeah, but were they anything worth getting?
I don't recall, as they say.
And I heard that the, speaking of Shout Factory or Scream Factory or whatever, I heard that, once again,
you heard
the big release of Night of the Creeps is going to get pushed back like all their big releases that they have been putting out lately. Like, I think both Silent Night, Deadly Night movies were pushed back. And now Night of the Creeps that comes with the Tom Atkins figure is getting pushed back. I don't think Night of the Demons, though. You got it on time, didn't you?
I guess.
I think you did, but... It does seem like almost every one of them that they put out big like that, something happens with the packaging or something, and they... I don't know if that's...
And also the vinegar syndrome is...
Are they having a sale?
Halfway to Black Friday sale at the end of the month.
We'll have to see what they got.
Well, they got two secret titles, but they'll release...
Oh, my.
Yeah.
3D. Oh, in 3D. Oh, that's the three dimensions of Greta. Ain't that like a porn?
Well, I don't know if it's a porn or just nakedness.
Well, I mean, it might be softcore or something.
Yeah.
I figured Steve had seen that.
I probably have it, but I don't have it in 3D because all they have in 3D is that green and red shit. And that's horrible.
Yeah. Well... I don't think they make those glasses anymore, like the electronic ones that I got, the shutter glasses.
Well,
stupid and bought those several years ago when they were the price of a computer.
Yes. But maybe you could sell it. Maybe some dummy will buy it.
I want to keep it. I want it. I still use it. Sometimes, but now I realize I shouldn't have spent that much money on 3D.
I realize. So. Well, I guess we'll call this the end of the show because we ain't put one out in a while. But
I am getting distracted by the three dimensions of Greta.
Yeah, I'm only by one dimension, but. But I'm getting the new Blu-ray of The Devil's Nightmare, which for some reason I'm fascinated with from Mondo Macabre, even though...
There's Art Garfunkel.
I shouldn't be. fuzzy-headed guys.
It looks like a cross between Art Garfunkel and one of the Three Stooges, Curly or whatever, whichever. Or no,
Larry.
Was it Larry that had the red frizzy hair? Okay, well, I'm not a Three Stooges aficionado. So
I knew you was gonna say that word.
You did.
Yeah. So we're and then plus we're gonna go see John Wick 3 and then the new Godzilla movie probably
and,
next time.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
The end of the month.
Yeah. So
Steve's not real thrilled about
no.
that.
So, peace out.
Bye.
With your dick out or something. Yeah.
That's crude, Steve.
Crude oil.
A minor offense.
What do you think about rape?
I don't think about it at all.
But you must have an opinion.
Well, in my opinion, it's just a big joke.
Thank you, Chris.
Every now, just surviving. Keep climbing.